Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Ministry of Labour warns employers over lack of written contracts. VAZ urges governments to invest in water testing labs, and that biggest Russian drone strike hits Ukraine's second city.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has issued a stern warning to employers who continue to engage workers without providing written contracts, emphasising that such practices are illegal and punishable under Zambian labour laws. Labour Commissioner Given Zumutengwa has stated that the Ministry has already taken action against several non-compliant companies with administrative penalties imposed in accordance with the law. Mr. Mutengwa has stressed that employers must understand the legal obligation to issue written contracts, warning that failure to do so carries serious legal consequences. While acknowledging the Ministry's limitations in enforcing labour laws across all sectors due to human resource and logistical constraints, he has urged workers to take an active role by reporting any violations to the Ministry.
I would like to caution the employers that failure to provide a contract in writing. So many companies have been sanctioned, so many companies have been paying administrative penalties for failure to provide contracts in writing. And wherever we have gone, you can ask those companies, they have since provided contracts in writing. So there is nothing that is so difficult from our end to reach out to the employers who are not providing the contracts in writing.
Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta has urged all citizens to mourn the late President Edgar Lungu with dignity and respect. The minister has emphasized the importance of unity and national reflection during this solemn period, calling on the public to avoid politicizing the mourning process. He has stated that President Lungu served the nation and should be remembered with honor and solemnity by all Zambians. The minister has appealed to political leaders, community figures and citizens alike to focus on preserving peace and upholding the values of unity and compassion as the nation grieves.
First of all, we want to pass our condolences to the family of our late ex-president. Irrespective of whatever feelings we might have, we want to encourage the Zambian people, especially people from his party, to allow for atmosphere of serenity so that he's mourned in a peaceful way and with respect, because apart from being a Zambian, he was also our head of state. He deserves that respect in that regard and for the family.
Veterinary Association of Zambia President Dr. Malcolm Chiova has urged government to invest in advanced laboratory infrastructure to enable accurate analysis of water contaminants in the country's river systems. Dr. Chiova has stressed the urgent need to determine the exact types and quantities of metals being discharged into water bodies, warning that without proper testing facilities, it is difficult to fully assess the scale and impact of water pollution. He has added that such investments would not only safeguard biodiversity, but also help prevent potential health crises associated with polluted water sources.
So the effects of, you know, the long-term effects of those metals is also one of the worries from the public health end that we have at the Veterinary Association of Zambia. Actually, we call upon government to invest, you know, in qualitative analysis, because we need to be able to ascertain what quantities of the metals are these that have been, you know, put into the water bodies these wastes that have gone into the water body, how can we quantify them and understand exactly what is happening? So there's need for government to invest in the laboratories. In the laboratories that are able to do that. Currently, I think it's very difficult to ascertain that.
Government has approved over 35.5 million kwacha under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund for infrastructure and service delivery projects in Pambashe and Kawambwa Central constituencies. Kawambwa Town Council Public Relations Officer Joel Kashi has confirmed that each constituency will receive more than 17.75 million kwacha to support improvements in infrastructure, healthcare and public services. He has noted that Pambashe constituency will benefit from the construction of health facilities and water schemes in Mawaya and Kuyumba, in addition to the procurement of medical and infrastructure equipment. Mr. Kashi has emphasized that the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development will collaborate closely with the local councils to ensure transparent and community-driven implementation of the project.
The government has approved a total of 35,500,874.50 under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, that is a CDF, to support community projects in Pambashe and Kawambwa Central constituencies respectively. This is as part of its continued commitment to decentralized development and inclusive service delivery. Each constituency has received over 17,750,000, which is aimed at improving local infrastructure, health services, education and operational capacity for public service delivery.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Grain Traders Association of Zambia says farmers are currently selling their soybeans at prices above $500 per metric ton in Lusaka and around 650 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag, significantly higher than the prices offered by government 2 years ago when the Food Reserve Agency was purchasing the crop. GTAZ chairperson Kandu Mwenge says there are no concerns about farmers being exploited by the private sector, despite the FRA's decision not to buy soybeans in the 2025 crop marketing season. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mwenge has noted that in 2023, the FRA bought soybeans at approximately $300 per metric ton. He says the current pricing now around $500 is a positive trend that will likely continue to drive increased production in the sector.
And when it comes to like crops like soybeans, right now farmers are receiving a price of about around $500 a metric ton in the Lusaka, which is higher than at the time when the government was buying, when the government was buying at $300 per metric ton 2 years ago. So clearly the farmers are getting a good price for their production, and it's not going to negatively affect the production of soybeans. 650 kwacha per bag. The government's focus on buying starches, basically maize and rice, is because they're focusing on acquiring our staple foods to ensure that we have got food security. The private sector does not exploit the farm. If the private sector was exploiting the farmers, the government would intervene.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 3 people have been killed and another 21 injured, including a month-old baby, in the biggest Russian drone attack to hit Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. The major says, Ihor Terekov says, multiple residential buildings have been hit after Russia launched nearly 50 drones towards the city overnight. A regional official said separately that 2 people have been killed in Kherson after strikes hit residential buildings. The BBC has more.
Russia has struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with drones, missiles and guided bombs, killing at least 3 people. The mayor called it the most powerful attack against the city since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. The United States government has filed charges against Kilmar Abrego Garcia on his return to the U.S. from being wrongly deported to a jail in El Salvador. The U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Mr. Abrego Garcia had been charged with smuggling undocumented migrants. Figures released by the British government show it's struggling to cut the amount of foreign aid it spends on housing asylum seekers in hotels in the UK. It's forecast to spend nearly $3 billion of overseas